Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to viahemp, viahemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, yeah, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
Spiritual journey. The world was shut down. I was like, what the heck is happening? And why am I talking about like Khloe Kardashian when I'm like struggling right now? So I stopped the podcast. I halted it. And at that time, I was kind of gaining some traction on TikTok for talking about mid-sized fashion and just sharing my day and sharing my family. And so I pitched a podcast concept to Dave Portnoy. And then that's when I got my most recent job at Barstool, and that's where I rebranded to Tea with Publicity, and that's where I made that shift from just pop culture to now I talk about pop culture, but I do it in a segment versus it leading the entire show.
I love that story for people that don't know this. I mean, you literally just like slid in Dave's DMs, right? And I mean, mm-hmm. You essentially said, I loved the start line, but it was like, you know, hear me out. I mm-hmm. want to pitch to you kind of this real podcast about your body image and like just everything that was going on with you personally, which was something that was so different from Barstool. When you messaged Dave, I mean, did you know anyone at Barstool before? Had you ever interacted with them?
Not really, but like I was feeling really spiritual, which is so weird because before
I want to ask you about this too. I love your manifest.
Pandemic, yeah, I wasn't that spiritual necessarily.
Okay.
But I was having this like midlife crisis where it was in a pandemic. I was turning 30. I was moving into an apartment for the first time ever in my life. So I saw a psychic and I really started being open, not even a psychic, like a medium who I really trusted because it came through a friend who had lost someone. And like, she really had gotten great signs. And I was just getting really open to this like notion that there's like spirits and they're around us in the universe and this and that. And I started becoming this like woo woo girl, which I still am. And I went to the medium, and you know, after I talked to all the dead people,
I connected with all my dead relatives, like everyone dead. And yeah. Then, okay.
After I connected with all my guardian angels, he said something to me. He was like, something is like blowing up in your career right now. And I was going viral on TikTok and I gained like 250,000 followers overnight.
Wow.
And he was like, something's blowing up. And like, it's just at the, like, it's coming to a climax and like it hasn't even burst yet. Like something really big is on the horizon. And he's like, I feel it. Like, I can't even like explain it to you. Like, I just like, I feel this thing is coming. And like, it was like 2 weeks later where I was sitting on my couch right here behind me. And I was like, I'm just going to pitch Dave. Like, I don't know why. And I just knew he would answer. Like, I had this like divine, feeling. Like, I was like, he's going to answer because I'm right. Like, my pitch makes sense and it's strong and he's going to know I'm right because I am. Like, and I literally said, like, you don't have anyone like me on your network, blah, blah, blah. The thing that I want to preface this with for your listeners that don't know me is I'm not with Barstool anymore. I think I don't want that to like define my career because it was only a year and a half of this like 10-year career.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people get really hung up on my time there. But for me, it did what I needed it to do. For me, I don't know if it did what they needed it to do for them because I was really only there for a year and a half. But for me, like, it helped me really grow my audience. It helped me build like my community, the T Tribe, do some live shows. And I'm just like thankful for that time. And now I feel like I'm on to my next thing where I'm having my next spiritual awakening.
On to the next. I know. I mean, it was huge that you were picked up. I mean, it was like, that was a big thing. And I want, you know, how were the Barstool, because, you know, the stoolies are like a whole thing, you know? Yeah. I mean, were they immediately welcoming? Were they like, well, who's this chick? I mean, you know, and it was hard because you were not a sports, you know, it's hard. That is sort of their cornerstone thing is sports, you know? So it's like, you came in, you know, you have your own brand, your own show. But how did the stoolies accept you? Were they like, all right, we're down?
I don't think they did. I had to, you know, I have my Twitter notifications muted. I don't read Reddit. I would blog sometimes and then I would have to delete it because, you know, people would be saying how ugly and fat and disgusting I am. And like, I'm just like, I couldn't, for me, it's like out of sight, out of mind. So I just didn't look.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her Fertility Aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life.
I didn't have any notifications on for anything. So for me, I've been living like this gorgeous life of bliss where it doesn't matter, because really what I set out to do there, which I accomplished, was to have a female audience. So I knew like I couldn't let these like men in the middle of nowhere like stop me from moving forward. So what I did was like my audience is 90% women.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And the women see me, know me, relate to me, and like they're lovely, like so lovely. So it was more just like, I don't know if, I think that's maybe what didn't mix, because I wasn't like talking about like sex and salacious things, but that's, I mean, it's fine. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't trying to reach those people.
Right. You were trying, you know, you were being you. They were trying something new. And, yes. You know, yeah, I mean, you know, you have to try different things. And I think it was such a great pivot for you to do it because why not? You know, I mean, see if it works, see if it stuck. Yeah. And so what was for you the biggest takeaway of working there? Like, what? Because I do think, like, I love looking back at all the work experience. I'm like, oh my God, it all makes sense. Like, it all kind of makes you ready for the next step, ready and ready, you know? So what do you think some of the biggest lessons were that you took away from your time at Barstool?
I think I'll never work for someone else again in my life, which I kind of, and that's not even any shade to them.
I know.
I said going in, before I worked there, I was like, I will never work for someone else. I'm like a born entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I knew against my own like integrity and gut that it was like a really like big risk for me, but it was one I was willing to take knowing it would help me, and it did. So like, I don't regret it. I think it was amazing. I loved my coworkers. I had nothing but good things to say, but I just think my life, I'm the kind of person through anything in life, like all my experiences, even the awful PR things, like I kind of learned the hard way sometimes. I like to take risks. Like, I'm really, yeah, really a risk taker. I love trying things new. I love switching things up. And I think the lesson is just keep evolving. Like, I just don't think you should ever be complacent and just always keep reaching for the next thing. Like, I knew in going there, I was only going to go 2 years. I knew it was very much a stepping stone for me. I knew I wasn't a lifer, you know, like, yeah. I was like, okay, I'll do this for 2 years and then I'll continue on with my life. But it's perfect. And now I feel like I'm back at that place that I was in like 2020, where all these like signs and things are coming to me, and I feel like I'm in such a great career place, and like I'm reaching the next level even more. So I'm like just excited. Like, I like the journey.
And by the way, like, if people want to hear the full story, you do this really great podcast that was out like 2 weeks ago, maybe a little longer.
Oh, yes.
All about really kind of what happened. You go into great detail. I mean, it's really what you're saying here, but you know, you kind of talk more about the evolution and, you know, some of the restrictions that were there. I think all of us, anybody that's worked for a big company knows there's so many things you can't do, you know, when you're there, you can't do certain things, can't post about things. So, you know, people should listen to that because it's great. And I could just relate so much as someone that worked for iHeartRadio and just felt so stifled at times and like, oh, I just want to work for myself. And be able to have on any guest I want and do everything. And not that I'm saying that was your situation, but anyway, you did a great podcast about that.
Thank you.
So now wait, can you keep the name T with publicity, or did Barstool own that and you're rebranding?
They were supposed to, but they gave it to me, which is very nice. So I'm keeping the name. I'm keeping everything. Everything's mine, which is fantastic. I think part of that is my name's in the name, so no one else could fill the shoes of publicity because it has my nickname in the name. But also, you know, it was mutual. Like, we really just both felt like it just wasn't working. And so I keep everything, which is amazing. The podcast hasn't missed a beat. I am now doing a lot of, I mean, I was doing most of this when I was there, but like, I am the producer, the video editor, the audio editor. I do the social clips. I run my finances. I do my marketing. I get my own guests. I do my merch. Like, I am like a one woman show. And I'm so fortunate because I have some really like great opportunities coming. And now I'll be able to, I'm in this amazing place right now where before I felt like I was chasing down managers and I was chasing down people, and now things are coming to me. And first of all, it feels nice, but also it's a lot of decisions to be made. So I'm trying to decide, will I sign with another network? Will I keep things in house and just create my own like women's brand? I don't know. I don't know what the answers are, but I'm really trying to be chill about things, and I think I'm doing like an okay job.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, sounds like you're really knowing yourself and who you are and what you want, which is like where we all strive to be, you know, so that's a good place.
Just years of therapy.
Therapy and some psychics, some mediums, that helps.